Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Connie Sedberry, Executive Director of Safe Place in Mitchell County. We're going to devote some time to sharing with you some information that is in a book written by Lundy Bancroft. Lundy has been in this field for at least 15 years, probably longer than that. Mm-hmm. And he specializes in domestic abuse and the behavior of abusive men. I'll just put a word in here that as we share this information with you, we're going to use the abuser as male and the victim as female, but know that you can substitute their female abusers, same-sex abusers. Some victims are the disabled. I mean, it's not just men and women. He refers to it that way. He provides counseling for abusive men. That's been his background. But just know that you can substitute if someone is being abusive. It doesn't have to be
right. We see that
male,
same
female.
Pattern
yes.
with same sex and mm-hmm. female to male.
Yeah. Yeah. So he is the former co-director of Emerge, the nation's first program for abusive men. He now practices in Massachusetts while training various state and judicial agencies in dealing with domestic abuse situations. I think we both have been to several of mm-hmm. his trainings and everything. He's wonderful. If anyone ever has a chance to attend any of his trainings or talks, I highly recommend going and listening to him or picking up some of his books. He's very good. And you can contact either Samantha or I for information about some of the books he's written. The book that we're going to be pulling this information from is called Why Does He Do That? Inside the Minds of Angry and Controlling Men. He's just a powerhouse of information, so we thought we'd just pulled some of the most informative quotes from the books that we could come up with on this date, mm-hmm. and we're going to share those with you.
Yeah, it's a book that I turn to for years, and like when I have a victim or loved ones of a victim come to me asking me questions, and they're just really trying to get inside the minds of that abusive person. And this is a perfect book to say, hey, read this, you know, let's discuss it, or do you want to meet with me one-on-one and us discuss it together? So if you want to find out more about it after the radio shows, just give us a call.
Mm-hmm. So here's one of the first quotes from the book. Your abusive partner doesn't have a problem with his anger. He has a problem with your anger. One of the basic human rights he takes away from you is the right to be angry with him. No matter how badly he treats you, he believes that your voice shouldn't rise and your blood shouldn't boil. The privilege of rage is reserved for him alone. When your anger does jump out of you, as will happen to any abused woman from time to time, he is likely to try to jam it back down your throat as quickly as he can. Then he uses your anger against you to prove what an irrational person you are. Abuse can make you feel straitjacketed. You may develop physical or emotional reactions to swallowing your anger, such as depression, nightmares, emotional numbing, or eating and sleeping problems, which your partner may use as an excuse to belittle you further or make you feel crazy. If any of these things rings true with you, any of these words that we share, again, please pick up the phone mm-hmm. and call us. We're there 24/7 to talk. Here's another quote from the book. The scars from mental cruelty can be as deep and long-lasting as wounds from punches or slaps, but are often not as obvious. In fact, even among women who have experienced violence from a partner, half or more report that the man's emotional abuse is what is causing them the greatest harm. And we hear that all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. It's not the physical slapping and punching mm-hmm. and bruising. It's the emotional abuse that wears people down.
Mm-hmm. Because that's all up inside your head. Mm-hmm. And you can heal from a bruise or a broken bone, but how do you heal from that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, we will be back with more of this great information. It's just something we really want to share with you.
In Yancey County, call us any time of the day or night at 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our community begins with who?
It starts with me.
And you. Thanks for listening.